Great Awakening is happening all across the planet. It's an awakening to the truth about the pandemic and the fake deadly vaccines that they forced onto the population in order to treat it. We're now close to 20 million views for Died Suddenly just based on what we can see. All kinds of places have bootlegged and re-uploaded this, risking social media platforms all over the place. So people who were tricked or browbeaten into getting the initial set of jabs are now ignoring commands to get infinite boosters for the rest of their lives. And of course, not everybody is really happy about that happening. There's been some criticism of Died Suddenly. Most, of course, is from the regime media and the medical establishment, and we aren't surprised by that. But some of the hate is coming from people who are supposedly critical of the vaccines and opposed to mandates. Yet when the biggest vax-critical film ever made comes out, they're suddenly deeply hostile to it. It's sort of like the professional anti-racism hustlers out there, people like Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson or the army of full-time activists on campus. These race hustlers earn their living and derive whatever fame or public attention that they receive from leading a never-ending campaign against racism. So if racism disappeared, or if they admitted that it wasn't really a big part of American society, their entire reason to exist would disappear. So, of course, they're always on the hunt for racism, and they always find it. They believe every bogus hate crime or invent their own from scratch. They move the goalposts constantly so there's always something new to target. It's a similar situation for a lot of these supposedly anti-vaccine or anti-mandate figures. For some of them, it's actually good business if the mandates continue because they sell products that supposedly mitigate or reverse vaccine injuries. And to be clear, we're not saying everyone who sells those products is like this, just that there are some of them. Some of them might have darker motivations, too. We know from January 6th or the fake Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot and countless other stories that there are federal informants and operatives honeycombed throughout almost every conservative or dissident organization. There's some people who we openly know have ties directly to the CIA or other intelligence. It's not impossible that some supposed anti-vax voices actually have some kind of side goal of dividing the movement or discrediting it or simply creating mayhem within it. But in the end, they're all going to fail. They're going to fail because the truth is powerful and no amount of lies can suppress it. Dr. Joseph Lodapo, the Surgeon General of Florida, tweeted last Friday about a new study which looked at a group of 35 people who died suddenly within 20 days of a COVID shot and found that five of them had clear signs of myocarditis as a contributing factor to their deaths. Quote, "These deaths aren't captured by other studies because these patients never made it to the hospital. mRNA COVID-19 vaccines are far less safe than any vaccines widely used. When does sanity return to science? Why do scientists breathlessly defend this technology?" Unquote. The sad thing is there will be no magical movement when sanity magically comes back to medicine. Instead, we're clawing the world back to sanity one day at a time. It's been a hard fight, but we're going to win. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joins us to discuss Dr. Lodapo's tweets and the wider Great Awakening against COVID lies. Dr. Tenpenny, thank you so much for being here and for being what I would call an OG, a real, true patriot, a real dissident doctor, a real humanitarian that's been, from the beginning, raising the flags of caution against these heart attack shots.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Stu. And it just was a natural extension because I've been doing this for 22 years. You know, I started talking about problems associated with vaccines in September of 2000. And so they are all bioweapons. They are all nasty grams. They all have things in them. I've said forever that these vaccines are injecting foreign matter into our children. And somehow we have been deluded into believing that it does something good for their health. Well, it's the same thing that can be said about these COVID shots. We've been deluded. We've been feared. We've been scammed. We've been coerced. We've been strong-armed into believing that this is something that we must inject into our body. And we are now seeing that tsunami of deaths arriving that I've been talking about since the beginning of 21. We're now seeing it arrive. It's no longer coming. It's here.
Do you think that we're only at the tip of the iceberg here for the amount of death that we're going to see attributed to these shots, if we're being honest?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are at the very, very front end. I pictured in my mind, Stu, like if you were surfing out on the big island in Hawaii, those great big colossal 50-foot waves that come in, you know, I think it's in the wintertime when the surfers go out and surf those waves. I see this tsunami of death, like those big waves coming on shore right now for the surfers. it's only just begun, and it's going to go on for years.
Do you think I'm wrong? I believe that the majority of the population still doesn't associate these deaths with these shots.
They can't. It causes so much cognitive dissonance to know that they volunteered. Nobody, there was no such thing as a mandate. No such thing. You could always say no, but you volunteered eventually and you said, well, my husband made me do it, or my adult children made me do it, or my boss, or I had to keep my job, or I wanted to see my grandkids, or I was afraid I was going to get sick and die, and on and on and on. But at the end of the day, the people who got injected sat in the chair and rolled up their sleeves. And now that the truth is really coming out about all of the different death things that are happening, that it's very hard for people to get their head around the fact that they volunteered to allow this to happen to them. It's easier to live in denial and to refuse it and to say that it's just a bunch of conspiracy theories. You know, in your film, Steve Kirsch said that you can divide divide the deaths into two categories, acute and maybe long-term. Actually, there's four categories. The first is a sudden death, really sudden death, that dies within, you know, the first 2 to 3 days after getting the shot. And then there is spike protein death, that can, what's happening to all the myocarditis and the cardiovascular, the neurological things with the spike proteins. And yes, they are there. And that is anywhere from 3 to 5 years. The autoimmune diseases that are going to happen from the antibodies to the spike proteins and to the other foreign matter, like the SM102, the polyethylene glycol, all the additional antibodies that are being made to the ingredients that we know about. And there's a whole bunch of things we don't even still know what's in them. That antibody response causing autoimmune disease, multi-organ system failure against your heart, your kidneys, your lungs, your liver is going to go on for decades. It'll be going on for 3 to 10 years. Some of the immunologists I spoke to early on said, that we are in big trouble. We are going to see the unbelievable uptick of autoimmune disease over the next 10 years, unlike anything we have ever seen before. So there's sudden death, there's spike protein death, there is autoimmune disease, and then there's the upticks in the cancers, the upticks in the infertility, the upticks in the early fetal demise, the third trimester children, babies, infants that are dying for. We don't know why the doctors are so perplexed that suddenly we're seeing all these infants dying in utero in the third trimester for no apparent reason, except, oh, by the way, their mom got one of the COVID shots while they were pregnant. So there are, and then there's the miscellaneous other types of deaths from the hydrogel, from the graphene oxide, from the other types of chemical reactions, and then add in some EMF frequencies. And we are going to just see people just continue to die suddenly, like you said in your film, and also long-term, slow, degrading deaths. Mm.
And nobody will ever be able to associate it to these things because you said it's impossible to do that. I needed to protect my loved ones. I needed to get the shot because I wanted to travel. My pastor told me to get this shot because it was the loving and Christ-like thing to do.
Yes, all of those things. And isn't that just interesting how that they set this whole thing up, Stu, so that people literally volunteered to do this? There wasn't a single person in America that we know of that was hogtied and thrown on the floor and put a gun to their head and jabbed a needle in their arm and said, we're going to either shoot you or shoot your kid or shoot your dog or somebody unless you get this needle. Nobody was strong-armed into getting it. It was all fear-based psychological warfare tactics that were happening. And so isn't it just interesting now that when we get around to where we can possibly sue the pharmaceutical industry, which they will keep the products in the EUA for as long as they can, because as long as it's an EUA, it's not FDA approved. They're under that protection of the EUA. Legally, you can't sue them. Let's just say for a minute that suddenly that went away and we could sue them. They would say, we didn't force anybody to take this product.
That's right.
Yeah. It wasn't us that did this. We just created a product and people just willingly took it.
What do you think is going to be the level of accountability that we see here? At some point, maybe it will not be the majority, Dr. Tenpenny. I think you probably are right about that. But there are millions and millions of people, particularly strong men, who have seen this happen to their family, who have seen this happen to children around them, that at some point are going to say, that's enough. Do you think that there will be enough of the population like that to be able to bring justice and accountability to those that perpetuated this crime of depopulation and genocide in today's times.
It may be vigilante justice, and that may be what it's going to come down to, sadly, and I'm not advocating for that. So anybody listening, don't take that out of context of what I just said.
Oh, they will. This will be headline USA Today. I can see it already. Rolling Stone. Dr. Shenpenny is, Tenpenny is, Sherry Tenpenny, she's calling for
violence. Vigilantes.
Yeah, of course.
But the idea is that how would we ever get justice in our court system? Even if we could sue them legally, how could we ever get justice in our bought off court system? You know, the area where I think that eventually I hope that this will happen is that I hope that there will be enough angry parents, spouses, neighbors, I mean, all kinds of people that will go after the doctors, that we will have an opportunity to file malpractice lawsuits against those physicians, because people didn't die from COVID. People died from malpractice. They didn't get the right drug at the right time, at the right dose, and that those loved ones died because of that.
Yeah.
And if we had a couple of very high level, very visible malpractice lawsuits, the doctors would be scampering for the woodwork. And that, to me, is the justice that I think we will get above and beyond anything we could have with the pharmaceutical industry.
I agree. I think you're 100% right. And you know what? You mentioned earlier that your boss couldn't make you get it. You know, the school, the university couldn't make you get it. Ultimately, it was you that sat down and rolled up your sleeve. You know, that might be true, but every single doctor who rolled up that sleeve and took that syringe loaded with this death serum and then pressed that needle through the skin of these unsuspecting victims of a psyop and propaganda, they knew. They knew that they weren't giving proper informed consent. They knew that there was something wrong. They knew that they were following the edicts of their AI-generated epic systems and giving people poisonous and toxic remdesivir. They knew that they were separating these people from their families when they were diagnosed with a 99.989% survival rate based on natural immunity. They knew that they were killing these people over and over again. They knew that the treatment was killing them, and they kept on doing it. And that's why nothing less than a second Nuremberg is what needs to happen here. For all of those people who perpetuated these crimes, they should be indicted and tried, and if found guilty, they should be fried. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Stu.
Of course. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has been out here for decades, like she just said, preaching against the use of these pharmaceuticals, preaching against the use of these toxic chemicals that are poisoning us and killing us. Giving kids ADHD, for example, or contributing to super cancers or Parkinson's, things like this. Well, now there's natural ways to treat this stuff. It's why everybody in the community is raving about the use of CBD, natural treatment from God's earth, hemp. The CBD company that I use is Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L. Go to Curable.com for the holidays. Get 20% off using promo code STU. Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Help to prevent this joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain. Treat migraine headaches. Treat seasonal or food allergies. People with Parkinson's and people with kids that have ADHD are talking all over the internet, raving about CBD. Family-owned business. All the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. You know where it comes from. 20% off using promo code STU at Curable.com.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.